This is the World Adventurers Club. We invite you to a thrilling and stimulating diversion, to listen to intrepid and glittering warriors of adventure recount details of perplexing phenomena. Men of Steel will thrill you with weird tales of strange people in strange lands. The meeting is now called to order.
Now the lights on, cut and cloud. The church is happy, and thank God. Thank God it's morning, it's morning, it's morning. Morning on the holy hill, meadows that enfold the rill. Morning in the heaven of blue, morning in the eyes of you. In a dear dreamy night, where the kind God made my skies, it's morning, it's morning, it's morning.
Gentlemen of the World Adventurers Club, it is a pleasure and privileged honor to announce tonight that our esteemed member, Dr. Rapelier, entertains you with the strangest story ever told.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, strange as it may seem, and in spite of opinions to the contrary, there is something new under the sun.
Really? Interesting, if true.
Gentlemen, tonight I take you to a corner of the earth. To be exact, the northeast corner of South America, a town called Cayenne.
Is that where we get cayenne pepper?
Right. And the climate is as hot as the pepper itself. A land of disease and fever. The population consists of criminals, the muck of the world. Men and women shipped to this godforsaken country to die, sentenced for life, to the land of doomed souls.
Men and women?
Yes. And they are permitted to marry and bear children.
How strange.
Children born of this union are declared convicts and can never leave this colony.
Horrible. Too bad. Is this real or fiction?
The truth. And I swear it. The archives of France hold records of devoted women who have followed their convict husbands to this doomed village and remain with them for the balance of their lives.
Seems like an insane devotion.
Call it that, if you will. But hold your decision until I tell you the story of a romantic love of two souls, whose life was so awful that my reason fairly reels at the bare memory of it all.
Well, tell us more. I'm all goose flesh. Yes.
Having just left Sorbonne, as a brain specialist, the foreign government commissioned me to go to Cayenne to operate on the brain of violent criminals, hoping to check their murderous tendencies. A year in this strange community brought many weird experiences to me, but the strangest of all was... But follow me, gentlemen, and we will live the story with the characters themselves.
Dr. Rapelier, please accept my gratitude in having obtained permission for me to visit this awful place. Please feel that it is not a morbid curiosity that brings me here.
It is such a long trip from France. I'm sure your visit must be important.
I want to be present as you operate on the brain of Cartouche the Killer, as they call him.
Can he positively be a relative or a family friend or...
No.
Or do you intend studying surgery?
No.
Then why your interest in this most violent of prison criminals? You a gentlewoman, the daughter of one of the first families of France.
May I refuse to give my reason until after the operation?
Your silence shall be respected. I operate tonight and you may attend.
Thank you.
Our oxygen nurse is laboring.
Oh.
Commandant.
Oh.
Yes, doctor.
Please stand by and tighten the restraining jacket in case.
Oh.
Very good, sir.
Hand me the scrap. Turn the light this way. There. Now the forceps.
Oh. I see. You are trephining the skull.
In two places. There. And there. The top of the skull is lifted off completely.
Wonderful. What do you find?
Nurse, a probe. Look, a growth on the frontal bone causing a pressure.
Is it significant?
Very simple.
Oh.
Moreover, quick, the brain is exposed.
The brain looks healthy. No disease, is there? Will he be restored to normal?
Positively.
Thank God.
Silence, madam. Your privilege to remain depends on your absolute quiet.
Forceps, nurse. Shut off the anesthetic. Gauze, please. Commandant, in 2 weeks, Cartouche will no longer be the killer. He'll be as gentle as a child.
In 2 weeks? We shall see. Congratulations, Doctor. Cartouche has really been a model convict since the operation.
Yes, the operation has been successful. But the efforts of Madame Regine to have him pardoned have failed.
Yes. The prison board at Paris has kept me informed by a cablegram as to the progress of the court fight she has made to have him freed. This is the latest one.
Sad news. The court has denied the appeal. It also states that she is on her way here by the monthly boat.
It docked 15 minutes ago. It leaves again at sundown. Come in.
Madame Regine is here.
Admit her.
I wonder what...
Oh, come right in, madame.
Commander, Dr. Rapelier.
Madame,
I regret the court has denied Cartouche's freedom.
Too bad in the face of his being cured.
It means that he must spend the rest of his life here in Cayenne.
Precisely. Your long trip back here has been for naught. I cannot help you. No one can.
The court of Assize has spoken. It is final. I'm returning to France at sundown. I'll escort you back.
I am not returning. I'm remaining here in Cayenne.
But, madam...
My mind is fully made up.
This is madness.
Perhaps. But I'm in love with Pierre Cartouche. And the laws of France state that I may remain here in Cayenne if I choose.
But he is a convicted killer.
Dr. Duperrier, I am sure you will agree with me when I say that we are all potential killers. Cartouche suffered a brain pressure. A loss of control resulted. Hence, the homicide.
Aside from the pathological feature of the case, other facts must be considered.
Yes. A woman of the streets would hesitate to take the stand you are taking.
Perhaps certain facts will alter your decision.
I shall be very glad to hear them.
Very well. First, if you decide to stay here, you will automatically become a numbered woman, a convict. According to law, you can never leave here.
Number or name does not concern me. As long as I am with Pierre.
You'll be shut off from your family and your dear ones.
Pierre is nearest and dearest to me. No one else matters.
But this is a land of fever and disease. Death may strike you quickly.
Death has no terror for me. It is inevitable. Go on.
You will miss Paris in the spring. Gay boulevards, carefree people, and...
Here your associates will be blackguards, cutthroats, thieves.
They are in Paris, too.
Your love would never survive in this awful place.
Love survives any place. I'm ready to face the conditions you've outlined.
Then you must marry him at once, before sundown. That is the law.
The sooner the better. Please send for Pierre Cartouche.
As you will.
You rang, sir?
Yes. Ring the chapel bell. Summon Father LeBlanc at once to perform a marriage ceremony. Also notify the guard to bring Pierre Cartouche here from the hospital ward.
Oui, monsieur.
Madam, you still have time to turn back, to reconsider.
Please change your mind, madame. Return to your home and your loved ones with me.
There, they have called the priest. But you still have time.
I am ready.
There. There goes the first whistle of the boat that leaves for Bordeaux. Home and happiness.
I thank you for everything, Doctor. But you must go back alone.
There is just one thing more. Something we all forgot. Something that may change your mind. Madam, a child born of this union also becomes a convict. Doomed to spend its entire life here. Never to leave it.
Perhaps it may curse the parents that brought it into such a plight.
A child. I hadn't thought of that. It would have to stay here. Always.
Yes. Always. That is the law.
Come, madam. What is your decision now?
Oh, let me think. Let me think. Let me think.
Well, go on, Doctor. Finish it. What decision did she make?
You should have been able to guess. I came back alone.
Remained in that place in spite of everything, eh?
Yes. A boy blessed that union. A boy who is called a convict, though he never committed a crime.
Boy, that's so strange, isn't it? Say, that reminds me of a story. But let it go. I'll tell it at our next meeting. It's the story of...
Adventurers Club bid you au revoir, but not goodbye, as we hope to have you with us at our next meeting, when we will bring you another strange adventure in a strange land.